The Beefmobile, a hit among producers and consumers. Hello and welcome everyone to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. All last week, many Tennessee beef producers and consumers had the chance to see a moving billboard traveling through the state promoting our state's top ag commodity, beef. The Beefmobile made three stops to local sale barns and two stops at Walmart promoting beef. Nebraska native Tracy Osborne has been at the wheel of the Beefmobile since last November, crisscrossing the country.
I'm talking to producers about the checkoff, answer any questions they have, any comments or concerns that they have about the checkoff, and take them back to the national level. And then we've also done a couple consumer stops where we talked to consumers about the nutritional value of beef.
And obviously this unique-looking van plastered with beef cuts was getting lots of attention.
Oh, you get all sorts of things. I've had people take pictures of me. I have people laugh. I have people say, where's the beef? But it was designed the way it is to be a moving billboard. So at least it's supposed to get somebody's attention. I've heard people say, oh, it makes me hungry. Well, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to encourage people to go out and eat beef.
This is the second year for the Beefmobile program, which is funded by the Beef Checkoff and the Cattlemen's Beef Board, by the National Livestock Producers Association. NLPA serves as one of the Beef Board's contractors for checkoff-funded programs. Here in Tennessee, the checkoff is administered by the Tennessee Beef Industry Council. Valerie Bass is executive director.
The Beefmobile has been with us for the last week, and we've made three producer stops, and we're going to make two consumer stops at Walmart in conjunction with the National Thrillin' and Grillin' Tour. So we're really getting the bang out of the buck with the Beefmobile down here in Tennessee.
I think it's great. I really, truly don't believe that there's a better group of people to work for than the cattle industry and cattle producers. You get to meet lots of people and just talk to them, and they're the true salt of the earth, I guess.
Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.